Captain's log, stardate 6770.6. The Enterprise has passed into the most alien landscape I have ever seen. We are in some reverse universe where black stars shine in a white void. We are still in the tow of the alien ship, both of us having survived the extreme heat of the Beta Niobe Nova.
This is Scott calling the captain.
Yes, Scotty, how are we doing down there?
Well, we just had to learn to run the ship all over again. Every control is working in reverse.
All right, Lieutenant Uhura, we're going to contact that ship again. We need some answers.
Captain Kirk, the Capellan flower.
I'm sure Captain Kirk has other problems besides your flower, dear.
You don't understand. Before we entered this universe, it was about to die. And now, it's in full bloom again.
How is that possible?
It's as if it were growing younger again. I can almost feel it while I'm holding it.
Captain, the flower is not the only thing on board that is growing younger.
Explain, Spock.
Ship's chronometers are also running backward. The flow of time is reversed in this universe. The longer we stay here, the younger we will become.
The alien ship is responding to our call, Captain.
Your interference almost cost me my life.
I can understand her now without the aid of the universal translator.
Apparently, our brains are also working in reverse, Captain. So we can now understand her language. That is why the ship seems to be operating in the reverse to us.
I'm Captain James T. Kirk of the USS Enterprise. We tried to prevent you from entering the Beta Niobe Nova. We assumed your ship would burn up.
I had to return to my own universe, Captain Kirk.
Well, who are you? How did you come to be in our universe?
I am an explorer of space. I was caught unaware when Amphion, previously a dead star, went Nova and came to life. I was pulled into the star. But instead of burning up, I passed into a universe where everything operates in reverse to my universe.
Our universe?
Yes. My theory is that two stars going Nova in the same place in both universes created a gateway, which I passed through.
In her universe, a Nova is a dead star which comes to life. And when the explosions of a Nova in her universe and one in our universe occur together, it's possible to travel between the two universes.
Then we must return the same way through the two Novas.
That would be impossible, Captain. Amphion is no longer Nova. It has begun its life as a star. I suggest you set a course to follow my ship. Perhaps our scientists can help solve your problem.
We have little choice.
Captain's log supplemented. We are proceeding to Carla Five's planet, Arret.
Gentlemen, I'm sure none of us mind growing younger instead of older for a change.
It pleases me, Jim. If we stay here long enough, I'll no longer be at the mandatory retirement age.
Nevertheless, we must return home, and I am open to suggestions.
It is logical that we must reproduce the conditions that brought us here. Two Novas must occupy the same space in both universes in order to create a gateway for us to travel through. One star dying in our universe and one star being born here would recreate the correct conditions.
That would take a remarkable coincidence, Mr. Spock.
Captain, we are approaching Arret. Carla Five is asking if you are prepared to beam down to the planet.
Tell Carla Five that Mr. Spock, Commodore April, and myself will be beaming down.
Yes, sir.
Carla Five has given us coordinates to beam down to her son's laboratory, Captain.
Her son? We don't have time for children's games right now, Scotty, but beam us down.
Aye, sir.
Introduce my son, Carl Four.
My honor to meet you, gentlemen.
Most logical. If the flow of time is reversed, then one is born at an old age and dies in infancy. Your descendants are born before you, and your ancestors are born after you.
Then the young child in the playpen.
My father, Captain.
We could remain forever awed with the differences between our universes, Carla Five. But we must discover a way to return to our positive matter universe.
exactly the problem I have been working on since Carla informed me of your troubles, Captain Kirk. This is a map of our galaxy. Our home solar system is here. You entered our universe through the Amphion Nova here.
We need to coordinate this to our own universe. Can we do that, Spock?
Yes, Captain. Apparently, the two universes occupy the same space, but in different dimensions.
Assuming Beta Niobe and Amphion occupy the same space, we can determine if there are any other Novas occupying the same space in both universes?
Correct, Commodore. Now, if you'll watch the star map, you'll see the Milky Way. Here is Beta Niobe, and here is Earth. It corresponds exactly with Arret. By superimposing both star maps, we will see where two stars occupy the same place in both universes. The red spheres indicate where two stars are in the same space. No pair are novas in both universes.
If stars begin as dead stars here, then we could bring one to life prematurely.
Yes, we could act as a midwife giving birth to a star. Then we could have two novas in the same position and theoretically return home.
But I had to pass through the novas at my ship's top speed to avoid burning up. Your ship isn't capable of such a speed.
That's true, Captain.
You are welcome to use my ship, Captain.
I have a crew of 430 Kalafi. Your ship is suitable for only a few people.
We can't use her ship to transport us, Captain. But we could use it as an unmanned ship with our tractor beam attached.
It could work. That's how we arrived here in the first place.
It should work, yes. But any miscalculation anywhere along the way, and we'll be plunging tail first into a supernova.